Hey guys, I just want to tell you about the new Autograph app. One, now it's everywhere. If you're an Apple user, if you're a Samsung user, all available for you. Now it's just not only Michigan. It covers, I think, almost every college football team in the NCAA. So if you had this for March Madness, you would have been loving it. Also now the NBA is involved. So now you can get all your NBA teams and follow them, earn points, earn chances at more important like ticket drops. I mean, to give you an example, coming up soon, they have a thing where they're going to have a raffle for people to get $8 tickets for the Michigan-Texas game. And not even in nosebleeds, like row six. These tickets could be like $200, dude. It's unbelievable. And that right there, everybody should just be like, well, how do I sign up for this app? Because if you can get $8 tickets or even have a chance at $8 tickets to the Michigan-Texas game, it's worth a downloading a free app, for God's sakes. You know, anything. If you love the NBA, if you love college football, basketball, it's all there now. Soon, I would assume the NFL is soon to follow. I mean, great things. I mean, I was offered a deal to where you could get tickets to a pregame party for the LA Bowl, where Gronk was going to be there, a whole bunch of stuff, just because I'm an Autograph user. This isn't even being a sponsor. Like, this wasn't even because you... they work with me on this. They're going to give me a chance. This was something that was open to everyone. That's just some of the cool stuff that Autograph does. So I'm telling you guys, please check it out. And when you download it, just do me a favor, since I'm hyping it up. Just go ahead and in the referral code, put MF Rants. MF Rants. Boom. Done. Taken care of. Thank you guys. It would be great. I really truly appreciate it. Hey, Michigan maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. This is the Reaction Spring Game Edition. Let's just hop into it, right? I was pleasantly surprised. I'll be honest with you. I was pleasantly surprised with a few things, actually. And a much better mood than I thought I would be going into. Because, you know, first of all, pleasantly surprised about the quarterback situation. I've seen a lot of people complain about it and think that we don't have a quarterback in it. I don't think we saw a large enough sample size to actually tell if that was a bad thing. You know what I mean? Like, I think we do. I was very impressed with the overall play with Davis Warren. That pat, I mean, he moved out of the pocket well. He was able to change the direction of some of the throws. You know what I mean? He threw across his body once or twice, but not deep, but just enough for a cross. The deep pass to Ronnie's little brother. All looked very good. I really liked what I saw from him. And Orgy, I don't think we got to see a lot of. I think if we saw a whole game of Orgy, maybe we'd be a little bit more up on Orgy. Because I'll be honest, that first drive started off slow, but he got on. He was leading the ball. I mean, he was leading the wide receivers very well, you know. But what I thought was the most impressive was when they were down and he came back in with, 5 minutes left? Basically, the game's out of reach. It's 17-7. But he leads the team down the field with quick decisions, good passing, moving when he needed to. And let's face it, if that was a real game, that touchdown would have mattered. You know what I mean? So I liked his, he didn't panic. And when, I mean, granted, it's a spring game, right? It's not Michigan, Ohio, right? But still, pressure to coming into the game because he hasn't locked up QB number one yet. His team was down, the stake on the line, and he moved his team down with great precision and great decision making. I was very impressed with that part of it. I would like to see. I mean, at this point, Denegal, I think he's going to transfer. I just don't see a place for him outside of maybe QB 3 or 4. I don't see that. Jaden Davis, it was great to get the freshman out there to get him a little bit of, you know, play. But I would have much preferred to have just seen a full game of Orgy and Davis Warren fighting it out, to be honest with you. Another thing that I was very happy to see, Donovan Edwards, those first couple runs was exactly what he should have been doing last season. Like, he looks good. Like, now listen, only very small sample size, right? Very small sample size, but he looked good. I mean, decisive, just hit, there's a hole, there's the edge, boom, took it. No dancing around, no nothing, right? So much better than last year. I don't know if that is a Tony Alford thing, him coming in and like just like twisting that soda can one more turn so he can see the whole thing that maybe Mike Hart wasn't able to do. I don't know what, but I'm very excited to see what Donovan did. That was really great. That was really good. I liked that quite a bit. Wide receivers, of course, we have none, but the ones that we do have, I mean, none as in, we lost five to the transfer portal. And the one guy I was talking about in the last episode, Carmelo English is who I was speaking of. And Kalel Mullings. I couldn't believe I fucking shit the bed on that name. But anyways, Bell and Moore looked great in my opinion. I mean, everybody's opinion, right? Moore way faster than I thought. I mean, I'll be honest, I really didn't know much about either one of these two guys coming into this game. Which makes me very happy to see the production, you know. Our defense looks good. I think that's why our running game didn't look great when you got away from Donovan Edwards. I mean, Tavier Dunlap, though, looked really good. Unfortunately, because he looked so good, I think you might see him transfer, would be my guess. Because unless from here on to about when the first game is in what late August. If he can beat out Kalel Mullings, then maybe he doesn't transfer. But he had a good showing in this, and he looked more competent, to be quite honest. He looked like he was running back number two, in my opinion. So if Kalel beats him out, I don't know the transfer portal, when it opens, when it closes, how much time you have to decide, all that kind of stuff. I don't know. So I don't know if that's impossible for him to do or not, or if he has to wait that long. But I wouldn't be shocked if Dunlap leaves. Like, it would be unfortunate because I thought he had a very good showing. There's a few standouts, though, that, I mean, all... We talked about some of the offensive standouts with, you know, Moore and Bell. Tinelli, that number 43 on the maze. This, I mean, if he's a Paisan, I mean, if he's a fellow Italian, exotic white fella, where has he been hiding? Big, looks like he's fast, good hands. I have no clue who he was. I didn't even know he even existed on the roster. So another pleasant surprise. I mean, I'm telling you, that's why I feel so confident when I tell you guys that even if Michigan decided to go three tight ends and like two wide receivers or one wide receiver, whatever the mixture you want to do to mix up the 11, you know, out on the offensive side. But even if you wanted to do three tight ends and like a slot wide receiver, you could do that with the depth that Michigan has at tight end. Tinelli, that number 83 kid, I believe he's a tight end. Can't remember his name for some reason. Loveland and Hitler's wet dream over there, Marlon Klein. You know, Michigan has just been killing it in the tight end room. So I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, I feel really good about our offense. Actually, I'm feeling better. Every time I kind of look at it, I feel really good because our defense looked really good. And the young kids on our defense was really what made me feel good. Cole Sullivan, number 18. That kid, once he got in there, he was making moves immediately. Immediately. Even plays that he either overran or like couldn't stop in time or got a little bit blocked out of the way, but he was behind the line of scrimmage making things awkward for the running game. Love to see that. Another one was Dominic Nichols. That kid, edge rusher, he's going to be something. I have a very good feeling about these two kids. TJ Guy, finally, I think he's well, I've been saying this for 3 years now, that TJ Guy is going to have a breakout season. So I guess if I say it enough times, it's going to happen. But I'm excited about TJ Guy. I liked what I saw there. That big French kid, Kumba, man, it's like, it's so weird being a Michigan football fan right now, because just think about what these guys look like now. And think about what they looked like in the Brady Hoke era, or like Rich Rod going into Brady Hoke, how small we looked and just how fragile those, I mean, they still looked like college athletes. Don't get me wrong, but we did not look like an SEC team. You know, now we look like an SEC team. I mean, Kumba, Grant, Graham, Barham, Hausman. I mean, they're big, giant men on the defense. Just amazing. Zeke Berry looked amazing. Jaden Hood had his moments. McBurrows looked good. I mean, there was a lot to be very excited about in this game. Granted, it's a spring game. I get it. But they looked good. I mean, to give you an example, right, defensively, of course, I watched the Texas spring game just because I wanted to see what Arch Manning can do. And that kid, Jesus, that kid can drop a ball into a bucket from 70 yards away if he wanted to. Incredible arm talent. But it makes me wonder, like, how wide open these wide receivers were. Is it really that Arch Manning was that talented, or is it that Texas's defense stinks out loud? And I'm going more with Texas's defense stinks out loud, and you could visibly see it on the TV. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't see that in Michigan. Michigan's defense popped. Even our offense struggled at times, but that was with Denegal, and that was with Jaden Davis. But offenses being led by Warren and by Orji looked competent. They looked like they could get things down the field. And what did I tell you about Kirk Campbell? Tell me the more interesting plays, the more forward thinking, the more let's get the ball downfield in neat and cool ways was not on the Maize team. The Maize team, I thought, had a better offensive attack than what the blue team had, but that also could be just because of the differences in quarterbacks. But still, Kirk Campbell, man, I'm telling you, we're going to grow to love that name, because I really do believe you're going to see this offense take off in a way that we didn't see last year. Because, I mean, like it or not, and we all love Harbaugh. I mean, recently we all love Harbaugh. But he was the governor that kind of held the speed down on this offense, I think. You know, I mean, I'm sure there was, because I don't think we used Roman the way we should have. And I know for damn sure we wasted Nico Collins's career here. We wasted DPJ's career here. Now, listen, maybe they might not have been the greatest team players, or might not have fully bought into the program. But overall, like, talent-wise, right? But now with Harbaugh gone, and I think under Moore, things are going to loosen up just a bit. Not a lot, right? We're not going to become speed and space, any of that crap. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the governor got taken off, just, you know, been taken off, and now we're now we're going to get it out onto the straight and just let this baby loose, I think. But when we need to, we'll always have the run. The run will always, will probably always be, what, 60-40 run to pass would be my guess under Sharon Moore, which I love. That's fine because I think we have very competent running backs, great offensive line. I was very impressed with a lot of the offensive line players. This was just a really good game. I mean, what I saw, I really enjoyed, keeping in mind that it wasn't a real game and that it was a practice. This was a very good practice. Also, what I liked, I kind of liked the camaraderie with the broadcast, how they were doing the broadcast. Jake Butt talking to Woodson. You got Klatt doing his thing, and then some other dude. I don't know what the other dude was, but didn't it seem like Klatt and the other dude kind of had like a, maybe it was just a, you know, like, I don't know, maybe they just play around with each other, but it seemed like they really didn't like each other that much. Maybe he was just kidding around. Maybe I just took it the wrong way. But I liked the whole vibe of this thing. I really did. I was very pleasantly surprised with everything I watched. It was good. Now, sure, there's some things we need to clear up, sure. But overall, this was a great practice. You know, if we had all our starters in, this would have looked much different. That's why I kind of like the spring game between the inner squad, but I would also love to see them play like an Eastern Michigan, you know, somebody that, you know, you don't have to really go hard against and just get your starters out there for like a quarter, like a real preseason game. Let your starters get out there for a quarter and then let the rest of the guys go for it. And that could be at the end, you know, right before, spring ball. I don't know where, however you want to put it. Right before the regular season starts, like a real preseason game. I'm not sure. Whatever. But guys, this was great. I think we should be very happy about what we saw. If Orji looked this good, I mean, I don't think he, you know, you wouldn't say he's like an MVP or a Heisman candidate, but he looked good. And like I said, in the late moments of a game, he moved the team with efficiency, which is a very good sign. So it's showing that he's grasping the offense, right? It shows that when he under pressure, he can make good decisions. So now it's all about just fine-tuning all that, fine-tuning the smaller pass, like the short passes, really working on his accuracy. And I think we will be very, very pleasantly surprised with what we see going forward. But do not be surprised if Dunlap transfers. I don't want that to happen, but I would like to see that. Also, if they aren't happy with the quarterbacks that we have, there was one quarterback that I've been looking at, only because I heard it on some other podcast, so I was curious to why they would bring this kid up. J.J. Cole, he's from Iowa State. This kid is very intriguing. Even if he doesn't come in as if they get him in the transfer portal, right? And I don't even think he's even on their radar, but if he is and he comes in, even if it's not a starter this year, 6'7", 249 pounds, and he looks like he's got a great arm with some really good touch to it. So I would be very excited to get that kid on the team. But that's it, guys. I think that's all I wanted to cover. Everything else is, I mean, I'm very excited. I mean, I think we should be all very excited what we just saw. So, you know, that's it. I mean, listen, it is great to be a Michigan Wolverine because we're national title winners, baby. And always remember, guys, still knocking off that rust. Go Blue.